You are listening to CKMS News on 102.7 FM, Radio Waterloo. Today is October 26, 2023, and I am MP Holmes. Dr. Su Li Wong, the Chief Medical Officer for Waterloo Region, provided an update on COVID-19 and seasonal viruses at the Waterloo Region Council meeting on October 25th.
Vaccine distribution of the initial supply that we've received to date has concentrated on providing COVID-19 vaccine to those living in long-term care, retirement homes, and congregate living settings. On October the 30th, COVID and flu vaccines will be available to all eligible persons at local public health clinics, as well as participating pharmacies and healthcare providers.
The update stated that despite low levels of RSV and influenza, COVID-19 is increasing and remains elevated.
We have entered fall respiratory season with COVID-19, another common seasonal viruses like enterovirus and rhinovirus, circulating at moderate levels across the province. With lower levels of RSV, also known as respiratory syncytiovirus, and influenza at this time.
Wastewater data remains at elevated levels, with wastewater signals dominated by the most recent variant.
Our regional COVID-19 wastewater data remains at elevated levels, with wastewater signals dominated by XBB sublineages. Those are the most recent variants. We expect that this may soon plateau based on what is happening in other parts of the province. Public health continues to provide clinics for high-risk individuals using the updated XBB vaccine. Flu vaccines are also available through these clinics to those who are getting their COVID-19 vaccine.
But all that changes on Monday, October 30th, when the new vaccine will be made available to the wider public at local public health clinics and participating pharmacies and healthcare providers. There are no walk-in appointments at this time, and clinic appointments must be made through the provincial booking system. Dr. Wong also notified Council that on October 30th, the Board of Health will begin sending notifications to parents of children under 18.
Starting October 30th, we will also begin sending notifications to parents as reminders to update their children's immunization records or ensure their children receive the required vaccines according to the Immunization of School Pupils Act. Public Health continues to offer routine and catch-up immunization clinics to ensure that those who are not able to access routine vaccines through family physicians or other community health providers have access to publicly funded vaccines.
For CKMS News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I am MP Holmes. Thanks for tuning in. This program is part of the Local Journalism Initiative and is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada, Heritage Canada, and the CKMS Newsroom. Check out the archived versions of this program on radiowaterloo.ca/news and listen to all the LJI content at canada-info.ca. If you want to get in touch with comments or ideas about stories to cover, email us at news@radiowaterloo.ca.